Hi, I'm Steve Westerly, and this is Beneficial Intelligence, a new weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. This week, avoiding employee burnout. Managing remote employees is hard. It's always been hard, and in these times where everybody's working remotely, it becomes more important than ever to avoid employee burnout. Microsoft, who owns GitHub, just did an analysis of the activity on GitHub, which gives you an insight into how developers are working. What they found was that the average length of a working day, measured as the time from the first commit to the last, or the first push to the last push for one user within one day, was up by between 30 and 60 minutes. So people were working longer. They weren't just spacing out their work over longer time. They were also increasing the volume. They were doing more. So what you're seeing is that the actual volume was up by 30 and up in some cases up to 50% more work was being committed and pushed to GitHub. You might think that's a good thing. You might think, okay, that's fine. People are working well remotely, working well from home, but that's not really the case. The fact is that work has a cadence. In a traditional waterfall model where you might be working 3 or 6 months up to a milestone, you have an increasing work level until you reach this milestone, and then it sort of tapers off and people have a period of time where they're not working as hard. If you're working in an agile environment, you'll have shorter peaks, but you'll have a new peak at the end of every sprint. So people are used to having a cadence, and simply turning up the volume, having people work harder, isn't really a good thing. It means that there is an increased risk of employee burnout. So what can you do about it? Well, you need, of course, to communicate more with your people. So one reason why people are working harder is because they are afraid that the company will start laying off people. And if you lay off half the workforce, then workers are in a constant competition to be committing more, to be seen as more productive than their colleagues. If you're in the fortunate position that you have no plans to lay off people, if your organization is doing well, or you may be covered by some kind of government support plan, something that means that you have no plans to lay off people, you have no need to lay off people. If you can truthfully tell people, your job is not at risk, that's going to decrease the stress level of your employees. The second thing that each leader needs to do is to communicate via video with his or her direct reports. You need the video so you can see people, you can judge body language, and you can get a feeling for whether individual contributors are feeling burned out. Of course, that's not your job as a CIO to call your entire organization on a video call, but every leader needs to contact his or her direct report via video to get some idea of how those people are doing. That's stuff that you pick up automatically, intuitively, when you meet in the office, when you meet at the coffee maker, when you meet over lunch. But whenever with everybody working remotely, you need to make time to actually take short video calls and check in with your team. So these are exceptional times. Exceptional times call for exceptional leadership. So there's an exceptional leadership effort needed in these times. But from here on, now and in the future, you need to be able to measure, you need to be able to figure out whether your team is at the risk of burnout. So what you need to measure is productivity and time spent. You, as the CIO, don't need to have the individual data. There might be privacy concerns, but it's also not necessary for you to know whether Joe from Team Crocodile is more or less productive this month. But you need to know whether people are, whether the productivity and the time spent is ticking up. If you're seeing both productivity and time spent ticking up, and you don't have, the organization is not under stress, you don't have a disaster to manage, you don't have an upcoming important huge milestone or a huge implementation project, if you're seeing both effort and time and productivity ticking up, that means that you are, your organization is under stress and there is an increased risk of employee burnout. And in that case, you need to do something about it. Thank you for listening to Beneficial Intelligence, a weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. If you like the content, please spread the word. If you have comments, please get in touch. My contact information is in the show notes. See you next week.